Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Uh-oh. The Dagger.
Yep.
West Side all day, every day.
That's
L.A. R.I.P. Mac Drizzle.
Yeah,
we're gonna hype the shit.
Kind of good.
Yeah, I mean,
this is
what it is.
It is.
You ever felt
this?
Good?
A guy. Yeah. Here
That's
we go.
I'm feeling right now.
I don't think y'all ready for this.
No,
it's real.
Damn.
Yo. Yo. Now I'm a dangerous menace. That's why I'm cynically devious. So mischievous. I keep the weed pills drinking us, flip the bus, lift your spirits up, sink your love boat, send your wife home, butt naked with a sore throat, fix the mother long stroke, I'm racking my stacks, stacking my stacks, you stuck still, I'm running these laps, avoiding these traps, you niggas want me to slip, now I reach the point where I don't give a fuck or a shit, you spit or a quick piss, you faggy wearing lipstick, bending over letting niggas stick you with they dipstick, I flip tips quick, I be working with fast money, and it move hands so fast, you can't get none from me, sipping on some rummy, where the sun is dark. I hit the park and spark. All these guppies scared of the shark. My bark is loud and my bite is much worse. Since I first cursed in the first words of my first verse.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, baby, back off me.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
And when you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, baby, back off. I'm hard to bend, always getting bent, but y'all forgot me. I lie, cheat, steal, way too high for ice hockey. I'm really cocky, everything I do has a purpose. You only see the surface.
Never trust me.
That's why you nervous.
Uh-huh.
I provide a service, A to Z. Arson with activity, burglary with KIP. Fuck that nigga, Big Lee. But that's only three, I got 23 more letters. And everyone's a plan to get the mad fan more cheddar. I'm feeling much better, it's like an end to a scandal.
Cause everybody wants the truth.
Let's see how much you can handle. Because everybody lies, gets lied to or lied on. The president's a priest collide, and I ain't doing nothing wrong. Never been an ex-con, too busy being a comrade. What I do surprises you, then you will never understand. Always have my style, rough, rugged, with no grace. Friends call me Harvey Dent, foes call me Two Face. This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, baby, back off me.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, baby, back off me. On a vacation, put the balance to bed. Chivalry is dead, you all will get the dagger instead. And I'm all about this money, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's only money, dagger, damn.
Why I gotta be without killing Jack and Jill to pay off Pierre and Paul. I'm robbing Lucy for Ethel, got Ricky watching it all.
Clap.
Shit happens, watch where it falls. Sometimes I step in it, sometimes on the call.
Yep.
Grabbing my balls, I'm breaking laws. Catching fades and making calls. Setting them meetings, got women skeeting, I can do it all. My flaws are very few, but they're a part of my nature.
Yep.
Got me doing dirty shit, sometimes it's lower disgrace.
What you gonna do?
I make you laugh, make you cry, make you sit and wonder why. Make you smile, make you laugh, calm you down and get you high. I got one goal, don't ever stop until I reach the top. I'm all about the future, fuck the past, is you in or not? This beat is too saucy. Life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, baby, back off me.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, baby, back off me.
That's all it is, dog. Don't trip. Don't worry about it. It's just right about now. Shit is real grimy right about now. You know what I mean? But it's all right. Don't trip. Kick back, smoke some weed, pop a pill. You know what I mean? Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Y'all mean? Nah.
But I did tear that motherfucking ass up, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what what the man's oppressive sister did to me. Now me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll... Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Your name? Don't think that's,
Tom. Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, charming in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then, put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
That's right, y'all. What's cracking? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. It's been a while. Well, it hasn't been that long, but... We feeling good. Things are running kind of smooth. Good to be back here chilling out with y'all. You know, this is two shows in a row. I told you I've been dropping the ball a little bit lately with my shows, but I did a Fuck You Fridays. If you missed it, I haven't done a Fuck You Fridays in a long-ass time. But if you missed it, you might want to go back and check that out. All right, so just go back into the archives or whatever and look at it and, yeah, and see what's really been going on with me. But that was then. This is now. Slap Sundays. Where we play numbers of slappers from the top independent artists from all around the world, and we try to slap the stupidity out of these dumb motherfuckers, all right? So if you're out there listening live, you can always call in 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? And I'll tell you where we're going to go tonight. But as we are going to start off with, as always, going to start with the shout out to Boss Lady Topaz the Shay, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radios, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, no Fuck You Fridays, and, you know, Bang Out Radio wouldn't even be popping. So thank you, Topaz, and thank you for leaving Bang Out Radio in Dagger's hands for right now, waiting for you to get back to the airwaves, all right? Also, all independent artists, everybody out there, just keep on doing your musical thing. I keep getting a lot of new music, and thank you. And as always, as I promise, if you send me your new music, it will be amongst the first in rotation on the following show, all right? So make sure you get in your music, and make sure you spread word about the show. Make sure your fans are listening. Make sure your peoples are listening. Shit, make sure your ass is listening, all right? Just hit me up. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you send in your music. MP3 format is always the best. Also, send in your promo pics along with those as well so I can add y'all to the artist in rotation on my Facebook. And you can also add me on Facebook at the same email. Search for me. Come holler at your boy. All right, let's get it popping. And, of course, last but not least, is anybody out there that's listened to the show, that supports me, that supports these independent artists, that supports Bang Out Radio. I mean, if you just fuck with the show and you're out there listening, spreading word about the show, talking about the show, thank you very much. Because, again, we are all in this together. I'm never going to be the type to say I'm doing this all by myself, because if it was up to me, a lot less shit would be going on. So, you know, it's a good thing it's not up to me. So we are all in this together. All right. So, again, beauties of the week, anybody out there, one of the ladies, you know, or... Not, you don't have to be a model. It could be an aspiring model. You could just be hot, you know, beautiful, and want to holler at us. I mean, come talk to me. Let's see what's up, because we try to talk to real people. Again, artists, I'm looking for drops. If you need a rough script or maybe a glance of what I may want you to say, or you could just send us some shit on your own, hey, send it to me. Let me know what's up. You want to set up interviews. I mean, whatever y'all are out there trying to do, if y'all trying to get involved with Bang Out Radio, it's very simple. It's very easy. All y'all got to do is hit me up. It don't get no easier than that. All right? So make sure y'all do that. All right? Now, like I said, I got some weed to roll up. Got some cigarettes. No drink tonight, but that's okay. I've been drinking enough already. My back's all super fucked up. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. It's just been a rough weekend. All right? But enough about that right now. Like I said, I got some brand new slappers, and these are some world premieres, first time here on Bang Out Radio, and they will be in rotation. So let's get to the new slappers this week, all right? And we'll be right back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. How to talk in a second.
DJ YRS Jersey.
It's Jersey.
Still a bang over everything. She's going out to a very special lady. You know.
Oh my God, it's Jersey.
My rider chick, you're my best friend. It's serious, baby, like XM. We do freaky shit, but no S&M. I knock it out when she lets me in. We already spoke on the ring. Traveling to work, get a dream on my team. I make her falsetto when I do my thing. She do it all, I don't cook, I don't clean. I try to, she won't let me. This king shit and no Brexit. My queen looking so sexy. If I ask for, she gon' bless me. No games with it, no F-50. Stay moist, no jet ski. I'm rolling 200 and we getting blunted. She pro them L's perfect. She held me down when I was broke too. Shut niggas down when they approach too. She handled biz how she's supposed to. She chose me and got chose too. She waited on me, I was overdue. Came in the clutch of my code of boot. She swore I know the truth. That change coming like Otis Snoop. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. As soon as I get home.
Tall like a supermodel. Sexual chocolate, it should be her motto. She acts with me well like a brand new Movado. Wherever we go, we be turning them heads. Death geared up, we ain't sporting no kids. Soon I have my baby lace in her mid. We got matching Prada, someone called her fast. She killing up. First degree, my Hershey kiss, I need a Reese's piece. She throw it on me, don't have to speak. Good looking, baby, she makes me pee. She climaxing, we in them sheets. The sex is bomb, your hoes obsolete. We could talk for hours, late up for weeks. We got moves to make, and she keeps. Got a hot plate when I step in the dope. My youngest love her, so you already know she's a keeper. I'm a freaker, I'm on speaker, and I'm blasting. This shit right here is everlasting, and she respects my passion. Take notes, ladies, her class 10. She could be hood, but her class 10. Let's go.
Let's make it last, baby. Do just what the song say. You won't have to worry. As soon as I get home, babe, I need your loving, mom. I've been another long.
YRS Jersey.
Bam, bam. If you looking good, girl, won't you come my way? I'm trying to get some hair, doing
in my car. You wanna be famous, I can make you a star. Get it on the floor, that's what I like, girl. Won't you drop it low like the sun drop white, girl. Drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it low. Like the sun drop white, girl. Drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it low. Drop it, drop it low. Like the sun drop white, girl.
Oh, no. Girl, when you get that, I heard you the best, so I don't want you holding back. A lame try to hang to that lame dude to fall back. Tell me if I throw it to you, girl, will you throw it back?
She gon' bring poppin' back.
She gon' bring poppin' back. Shorty is bad, plus I love the way she rockin' it. Shaped like a Coca-Cola, told her to bend over. Hit her with that super soaker, then she got a little lower.
Then she got a little lower. Then she got a little lower. Then she got a little lower.
I hit her with that super soaker.
Then she got a little lower. Then she got a little lower. Then she got a little lower.
I hit it with that super soaker. Hit it with that super soaker. Hit it with that super soaker.
Then she got a little lower.
I hit it with that super soaker. Hit it with that super soaker. I hit it with that super soaker.
Then she got a little lower.
She gon' bring poppin' back. She gon' bring poppin' back.
She gon' bring poppin' back.
Come on,
girl.
Rockin'
that. She gon' bring poppin' back. She gon' bring poppin' back.
She gon' bring poppin' back. Come on, girl.
Yeah,
turn me up.
Yeah, I'm gonna up my leg, smoking on that loud. Put me on the dolly just to get me around. I'm so fucked up.
Moonshine in my life, huh? I'm feeling myself like the light drive. Why I must sigh. I'm high up, bad. Turn up. We getting green like a tata. I'm mixing Molly with the lean in my double cup. Wow, all that nigga turn it up. Oh my, this pill got me dripping. Kinda feeling the rhythm. Need a thick bitch to be my victim. Bitch, make that ass move like an eviction. I'm a vendor in the mob at a quick fix. Fuck it, Molly, giggin', sweating, horny, smoking on that purple horny.
I'm gonna put my leg. Smoking on that loud. Put me on the dolly. Just to get me around. I'm so fucked up.
Talking about a lot of nigga shit though. Viviani.
Your face, and soon as you see it, it'll make you take a step.
Hold up, Jack, and go to make yourself a pants with old hands. For me, this is what I'm living like. Pill pop every night, getting drunk, feeling nice. Feel me like Billy, cause I'm in the building. Back on track, fulfill my cup. When life feels empty, it fills my nuts. I know I'm not dreaming, I don't sleep that much. I know I'm not feeling, but I need these drugs. But this is what we do, you don't like it, fuck you. We don't only pop bottles, get it popping like my 22. It's hard to swallow, so we live for chicken, baby, too.
Talking to Joe, how we do? Stay high on the grind, fuck you. Popping bottles, popping pills.
Fresh the best with it, with a gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, Dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, yo, we back. Slap Sunday is the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And, yes, I love that is the way we start off Slap Sundays. Because, like I said, a lot of new music. Still got some more music going to get into. And, yeah, like I said, we're just going to see what we're going to get into tonight. So, again, if you're out there listening live or you just know what time it is right now, you want to call in 661-621-7559. As always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. Now, like I said, before we get back into the music and everything, I guess one thing I guess I'll say something about, although I probably shouldn't, because, you know, I shouldn't speak on certain things, but the big news of the weekend, I guess, so far, was that Lil Wayne almost killed himself, or, you know, went into another seizure or something like that. He was up here at Cedars Sinai, which is funny. It's like, you know, L.A. right behind the Beverly Center. You know, for those that know L.A., for those that don't, I mean, it's right behind the Beverly Center. And so what happens is, like I said, I don't know too much about the story, but it's basically, it was just funny because somebody hit me up about it, like, so you hear about Lil Wayne? I'm like, no, because like I said, I don't care, you know? I don't follow these things or whatever. So it's like, yeah. Lil Wayne, he's almost dead or dying or something like that. He's something, like, and I'm like, okay, now I'm all, and also, like, whenever you hear these kind of stories or whatever, first thing I ask, I was like, okay, where'd you hear that at? I saw it on Facebook. So, you know, instantly I'm already like, okay, well, Facebook. You know, I'm like, 'cause people put all kind of shit on Facebook. So I don't, at first, and I was like, no, I mean, then it's on TMZ, and it's this, that, whoop, and then I go on Facebook a little bit later, a couple of hours, and everybody's like, yeah, Lil Wayne, he's almost dead, and like, I don't understand the importance, I'm sorry, because I just look at people, and I see people as, everybody's on the same level, nobody's better than anybody else. Some people may be better off, you know what I mean, as far as like, you know, money, situations, things like that, you may be better off or something. But I don't consider any one person to be better than anybody else. And that includes, you know, movie stars, rap artists, you know, including myself. I don't consider myself better than anybody else. So when it was like, okay, Lil Wayne's dying or he's about to die or whatever, and everybody's all, I'm like, okay, you know, just another person. There's somebody dying right now of a seizure or something like that. You know, it's like, so because it's him, it's the world's supposed to stop. You know, everything's going to change because Lil Wayne then died of a seizure. He didn't even die. So all that for nothing. You know, all that hoopla for it is. Publicity stunts, people trying to get amped up and shit, you know, and then everybody's like, see, drugs really are bad. Look at Lil Wayne. He's on all these drugs and he died. Now what you got to say about that if that's your cue? Because now drugs are still good. I mean, drugs will put you in the hospital, but you'll survive. I mean, I just don't, you know, I just couldn't get all worked up about it. But it was just amazing to me, you know, how fast, one, you know, how fast word spreads nowadays. You know, that's just the type of age we're in now, and the people and the what else am I going to say? What's the word I'm looking for? The resources that we have now, that information travels just so quickly and spreads around to so many people, and especially depending on who it is, it travels even quicker. You know, if it was the homie or something like that or somebody else, ain't nobody going to, you know, it ain't going to be all on Twitter. It ain't going to be, you know, spread around like that. Like I said, people die every day and you don't hear nothing about it unless it's somebody of some kind of merit. So I'm not about to care about somebody, you know, I'm not about to care about that. Because why should I give more, you know, give more care or give more feeling about this when so much worse is going on? I mean, I think if Lil Wayne died of a seizure because of a drug overdose or cough syrup, which is even fucking stupid too. I actually got to read the story. Or look at it a little bit more before I start talking fully in detail. But I mean, especially if he was doing, who the fuck ODs and shit off a cough syrup? What, you're a multi-million-dollar skateboard rapper, this, that, and everything like that. You can't afford no better drugs than cough syrup? This is what I be talking about. And then could you imagine, like I said, if you died because of the cough syrup, what kind of nigga is you to die off some cough syrup? But I bet it wouldn't have went down like that. You know what I mean? If he would have died over some cough syrup, I mean, what kind of reaction would the world would have had? I mean, there would have been so many different reactions to it. What, are they going to recall cough syrup? Can't nobody ever use cough syrup again? So, I don't know. I got to gain a little bit more information on this topic because I want to see what actually happened. Because, like I said, he didn't die. But from what I saw, it said Lil Wayne in critical condition, Cedar Sinai, overdosed on cough syrup. And so I guess, you know, but I did laugh when I heard that. I'm sorry. I laughed at that. Because, you know, you hear, when you hear rappers or when you hear big people going to drug, you know, going to these places overdosing on stuff, you know, you overdose on what? Coke. You know, some heroin. You overdose on some rock star drugs and shit. You a big rock star person or whatever. You overdosing on cough syrup. You know, bums and crackheads get cough syrup because they can't afford nothing else. The motherfuckers that be on intervention. You know, these motherfuckers go there and get cough syrup and shit because they get, there's nothing else they can get and it's over the counter. Nigga, you a big multi-million dollar rapper or some shit, nigga, and you can, that's all you can do? I don't know. I just know if you ever, you know, that's just me. Dagger, if I ever overdose on something, you can't overdose on weed, which is why I smoke so much of it. You can't overdose on weed. So everybody out there, stick to weed, occasional pill popping every now and then. You know, I'm not even going to sit here and tell y'all not to do something that I don't do myself. But in moderation, you know, like they say, drink responsibly. You got to smoke responsibly. You got to pop pills responsibly. You got to be responsible. Do what you do, but be responsible. All right, see y'all in a second. We'll be back. Let's get back to the music. Slap Sundays, the Dagger.
Yeah, man. Y'all already know, man. Denado, good Friday, happy Duva. Melly Mel, what to do?
I'ma need you to touch it, touch it, touch it, or just kiss it. Kanye, what's up? Do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Hey.
Can you just touch it?
I mean,
do something.
Let mama say she like that rock go dash and nothing but it. But no hands is old. I'ma need you to touch it or something. 50 yard line, shout it, meet me halfway. Yeah, you fire, smoking. You need an ashtray. Now you've been drinking on my tab all night. How interesting. I'ma need a return on that investment. Touch it, a kiss it, or either of the above. Hungry, why wait? Don't even need to leave the club. Now shout it. Candles and touch it, touch it,
touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it,
touch it,
touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it,
touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, carry the mic, all the way a plumber carries a pipe. Say she an Aries, I said I'm Sagittarius. Like, who we a man? But tomorrow not the Marius. Like, my bad, I said Aquarius. You should have checked your horoscope. Call it sexy, here's for some soap and a ball of soap.
Yeah, right now,
vacation in the vicinity. Hit the club again that night. Pour up some Hennessy. Remy getting into me. Catch this out that I and a friend is unattended. Let me give her an incentive of the hush.
Just kiss it.
I say she not locked down. She got a boyfriend. All she heard was me. All I heard was friend. Rambling at the mouth. Dog, she quick to label us. Working for attention, and clearly she don't get paid enough. The light can be in your hands. Lady Liberty can do whatever with it. Exercise your creativity.
I got a boyfriend.
You don't need that problem on your hands. Now the problem solver's in your hands. Just
boy, you steady talking. All the jazz when I put it in your face. What you know about that? Running that mouth with another excuse. Why don't you put that thing right there to use? Come on and
touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, or kiss it, kiss it, kiss it. Do something. Do something.
And one more time,
would you please touch it, touch it,
touch
it, please.
Baby,
do something.
Do it.
I need you to do something.
And do it, boy,
do it. Ooh. Not like Busta Orleans. Girl, you better use your hands. Both hands.
time that I told my story. I came from the bottom as I rose to the top. Now that I've made it, I refuse to stop. I ain't trying to take over, I just want to be relevant. Ask about my blows, I tell you, dawg, they heaven sent. Money, cars, and clothes, that don't mean a thing. I'm that same little nigga, I'm just living my dream. And that's why I refuse to fall, my nigga bet that. Ask about my next move, hey, where your chest at? Headed to the East Coast, that's where my nigga Nuff at. Used to have a clique till most of them turned suspect. Ask me by the verse, I'd advise you to have a contract. My mama always told me that music was where my heart's at. They keep telling me quit, I look at them like, nigga, fuck that. I'ma keep going until I take my life back.
I made it like a chemist. I created my formula by formulating a sentence. Sound like some jail time, well wishes and commissary. I posted nothing but the best and skip the commentary. Took the bus and trains, writing magic on the ferry. Fuck a Peter Pan, be a man, lose the Tom and Jerry. Cat fights, super movie scripts, I never act right. Now these niggas act like I ain't supposed to stack right. Dressed like a music note, you know what G-sharp. Mama know I ain't losing ever, cause we smart. Word, check me out. I was in this line long time, dog. Let me out now. Nuff said kill it. Yeah, that's what she said. I sprinkle sugar on my dough, call it sweet bread. Hood rats going down for money, y'all some cheese heads. Welcome to the real niggas, that's what we said.
She
And when I get attention, used to see them girls' faces. Ooh, they mad and jealous. Don't hate me, check your fella. You should see them boys' faces. I told them that she's a getter. I'm on my grind, like blenders on your mind. Like women, I'm so sweet, like splendor, and I'm so done, like sinner. And I'm so good, like in it, and I'm so real, like vivid, and I'm so got it, like get it. And when I say it, I spit it.
I got my O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit? Why well, tell them just win the shit? Stay on the clock, getting in the shit. Why these chicks wanna pin the shit? No competition, I've been the shit. Take these niggas in the center, like that bitch like a cigarette. O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit? Why tell the ladies just win the shit? Stay on the clock, getting in the shit. Why these chicks wanna pin the shit? No competition, I've been the shit. Take these niggas in the center, like that bitch like a cigarette.
Damn. I got my own.
Stay still, man.
Find a guy like me, a biracial motherfucker as nice as me. I'm in the lab experimenting, making all these beats, while these insecure niggas trying to be like me. Yeah, you cool, man, you got your new Nikes with your new True Religions, and you think that shit tight.
Nope.
When you're rich, nigga, you can shine without light.
Yeah.
And when you're rich, nigga, man, you're anybody's type. Open up your ears, then you can hear me speaking. I feel the devil creeping. He says he knows success is what I'm seeking. And I reply, yeah, man, you know I really need it. But God gives me the faith and the strength to go achieve it. Every breath I take should be a step I take. Fame and glory's overrated, but I need that cake. These hoes will leave you for another if your cash ain't straight. Everything's coming in line, but that shit can't wait. You feel me? Steady rapping, never trapping, yeah, I'm doing it. She don't fuck with you, she say you ain't doing shit. I be making drops, you be trying to ruin it. You ain't doing it, you ain't doing it. Steady rapping, never trapping, yeah, I'm doing it. She don't fuck with you, she say you ain't doing shit. I be making drops, you be trying to ruin it. You ain't doing it, you ain't doing it.
I made these songs, but these people act heinous. But they'll probably love it if your nigga was famous. Maybe they will like it if I talked about getting faded, or selling weed, getting bitches, or even counting faces. You know you're really good when you provide a certain message. I could boost my fan base by lying about getting arrested. My flow, you can't test it. My talent, we addressed it. You say you can take shots, well, my shit is uncontested. People die every day for no apparent reason. And all these fake niggas always change by the season. When you ain't around, dudes will play you like a stranger and come back around and say, hey, bro, like 2 hours later. People are scared to do what they wanna do, love who they wanna love, all because the opinions of other people plays a part of us. Well, I'm just trying to get stacks and just kick back and kick back, cause these days you never really get that. Steady rapping, never trapping, yeah, I'm doing it. She don't fuck with you, she say you ain't doing shit. I be making drops, you be trying to ruin it. You ain't doing it, you ain't doing it. Steady rapping, never trapping, yeah, I'm doing it. She don't fuck with you, she say you ain't doing shit. I be making drops, you be trying to ruin it. You ain't doing it, you ain't doing it.
It's
Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Meg! Meg, I'm hungry! There's a granola bar in the cupboard. I want it. Hey. Hey. What's this? What's going on? Am I talking to myself up there?
Oh, my God. Stewie, just shut up and go to bed.
Do you know what I do, Meg? I spit in your mouth while you sleep.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Oh, man, I did that kind of backwards a little bit. I know, but we're good. We're here. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me. And before we get into Dagger's double play, I just wanted to, oh, shit, y'all got to excuse me, man. My fucking back is killing me. I got to get to that story, but I'll get to that story after Dagger's double play. I just wanted to... Just dumb shit of the week, at least for me. The dumbest shit that I'm dealing with this week is that my fucking nephew, man. And this is what I mean when I say, like, I don't know what's going on with the other generations and these kids nowadays, because I see it as it's happening in my own shit. Like, this nigga, after all the bullshit he done went through already with these other schools and everything, after we try to get him into a new school, everything, you know, we do that, get him into a new school. All the boy got to do is go to school. That's all the boy's required to do. He just doesn't realize that. But this nigga gets suspended/expelled for weed possession on campus, and it was something else that he did or whatever. But it's like, and I ain't even got to talk to the boy or see the boy, and I don't know how long now, but I just, on the other side of that, it's like, I don't know what much I'm going to do. The boy don't never listen to me anyway. It doesn't seem like he's trying to listen to anybody. You know, he's really at that, I don't give a fuck, I do what I want stage, and he doesn't realize that you can't do that. And it's really bothering me, because it's like he doesn't realize that it's only going to get worse. If you fuck up your shit now, as a kid, as a young person, then you always going to have that stigma or that stereotype on you when you get older. He's not grasping that concept for whatever reason, I don't know. And it just also amazes me, because it's like, and you just doing dumb shit. I was smoking weed in school. That's why I was just like, this is why I've always said this too, is just that the kids nowadays, or these people coming up now, and everybody just nobody gives a fuck about anything. They don't care about you know, trying to get off getting out of the rotation, I guess is what I'm saying. It's like they don't understand how you have to operate in certain ways in order to get the things that you want with the least amount of problems or issues. But he's one of the main ones who just you know, and I see he feels like everybody owes him something. And that's how people are nowadays, and I'm seeing it more and more. Everybody feels like somebody owes them something, like, I deserve this from you, or, you know, you owe me, just give me, and don't feel like I have to give anything back in return. Like, there's nothing you have to put out there for yourself, nothing you have to do in order to gain the things that you want. He doesn't realize that. He wants this, and he feels the way to get it. But just like any nigga, that's what's really pissing me off, because he's really smart, but he's acting just like a nigga. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to put in the time or the effort to do what he's got to do right first in order to get those things. He wants it right now. You know, if I steal this and sell it over here or whatever, then I can get this now. I can do this over here to get this. He wants now. Nigga, you ain't even 18 yet. And you don't want a juvie record, you know, and it perplexes me again, because, like I said, none of this shit that he's doing is anything new to me. And what the hell is, look at my, excuse me, y'all got to excuse me for a quick second, this is just interesting to me. Because, you know, I be in the garage of my people's house sometimes when I got to do my show, that just happens to be where I'm at today. And it amazes me that while in the garage, I find 1765 Hennessy Very Special Cognac bottle hidden away in the back here behind the paints and the spray paints and the shit and everything like that, wide open and a quarter of the way drunk. So you know I'm about to steal some of that shit, right? But it's just, parents are never good at hiding things. But let me put that back so people don't think I found it. But anyway, but back to my nephew. And it's crazy because I know the type of person that he is. You know, he's, in a way, he's kind of just like me. If I try to talk to him, he's hard-headed. You know, he's one of those people that's like, you know, you tell him that the stove is hot. He may believe you, but he's still got to go figure it out for himself. And I understand that. I'm the same type of person that way. But there are certain situations and certain instances where it's like, you know what, you need to take somebody's word for it. You know, there's certain things you just don't have to test out. And then again, on top of that, he's gotten in trouble for shit. Obviously, whatever you're doing or whatever you're trying to do or whatever you think you may be able to do, this, that, or whatever, is not working for you and it's not a good thing. So you might want to try something else. You see what I mean? At least I know when I was doing selective shit or when I was doing messed up shit or when I was in that mode, I learned from my mistakes. If I got caught doing something in a certain way, you know, you try to switch it up, do it a little bit different, something like that. I mean, that's what a smart person would do. But he's just doing the same shit, and it's getting worse. I mean, I just don't get it, man. I never had weed on me in school because, you know, you don't carry weed on you at school. You smoke the weed before you get there. And I guess I was always kind of lucky, too, because I always had a car even at a young age. Because, you know, like I said, I was driving with a permit really young, so I was always just keep my shit in my car and everything anyway. But still, you don't put that type of shit on you at school, in your lockers, and you just certain things you just don't do. And it's like, on one thing I wanted to sit him down like, yo, you trying to do this or whatever, there's a certain way to do things, but then I don't want to tell him how to do things bad the right way. Although it might save him, but he, like, I don't know. Like I said, this is the craziest shit I'll be having to deal with. And that's just him specifically, because he just doesn't realize how easy it could be for him. And everybody has his back. Like I said, that's just the craziest thing about my family. No matter what we go through, no matter what we put each other through or whatever, push come to shove, you know, people are going to be there if we're able to be there for each other. Tough, even in tough love situations, like you might see it as being an asshole or whatever. Like I said, I see my parents doing all kind of fucked up shit for me, and they have done shit to me, but in the grand scale of things, I can see that, you know, they always have my back, and that's just how we are for each other. I'm always going to have my people's back if I can do something, but at the same time, if you're going to constantly keep doing, again, the same shit over and over and over, and it not be the right thing, and you just basically blowing off the people that are trying to help you or do something for you, like you don't give a fuck that people give a fuck about you, but your main thing that you be crying about or whining about is that nobody cares about you, like, little nigga, get your shit together and get it right. You know, I'd be wondering, you want to act like you're grown, talk to him like, you know, but I don't know. Like I said, maybe it's best I'm not around that nigga right now, because part of me just wants to slap the shit out of him. But, I mean, his dad does that enough to him or tries to do that enough to him. You know, he's been through that already, so that type of shit ain't going to help either. Life of the dagger. But let's get a Dagger's Double Play, all right? We'll be right back, y'all. Slap Sunday at the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
I love.
I be thinking that high. And I love. Special hands trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not.
Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. Yeah. All these broke, ninny, baby, having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority, huh?
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue while she's swinging from her ankle saying,
Dagger,
you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out. Wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mani and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch.
It's over now.
Why?
Really,
I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Thinking
they
high. And I love.
Special hands
trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Thinking they high. And I love.
sound bad.
Yeah,
really I'm not.
Young niggas never get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh wait, I get it now, slip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job, keep hating on what daddy do. If I ain't rock bottom, well I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the street, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy like you. Fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gain stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself, you can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts, hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger, caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my buyers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth, drinking on a Similac, stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling, and I'll remove the ribs, slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make you beg for death, I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell, where you know they keep the fire hot.
Jack, stop, that's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches wanna keep it. I wish a nigga would, fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Jack is on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger, fine. Do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it, you haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't wanna sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Yeah, dagger bitches.
That's right, aka 4DB.
One of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck, trap. That's what
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it
go,
my nigga.
Too much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up. Follow this. I try to be good. The good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in it. I don't get it. First they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors because they just want to kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that genocide? It's just a public service. Look at them. I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that. Ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual. Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm
gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told y'all I
was done, so you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Telling real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitch to... Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chum change. Getting traded more than stocks do like the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Morty. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them off, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? Same guy high.
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now I'm jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, binder went antimanty.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I
throw it back at him. And I just laugh at him. Jagger, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never peg it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with side
shots,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent.
frequent. Smoke Drake frequent.
The Dagger Benders.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it.
Alright, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good, good so far.
Alright.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale at Lois.
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please. No more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here. Okay. I think it's all gone. I don't want to. Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope gang piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slap Sundays, Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Halfway done, got another half to go, so remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at me, and yeah, and also, we haven't done this in a while, so, and I got this blunt looking at me, so whatever, we're about to get to the smoke session next, all right, so whatever you're rolling up, whatever you got, get ready, get that shit ready, all right, break it down, roll it up, get it ready, because we're going to get into that next, all right, but shit, let me just tell y'all what happened to me this weekend as well, because I'm over here like a damn, I'm only 30 years old, and I feel like I'm 90, my fucking back is killing me, and mainly because I had to carry a whole refrigerator by myself this weekend. Oh, shit. No, basically, it's like this. Like I said, like I was just saying before we went to break, you know, my family, we look out for each other, right? So, my niece just recently moved into a new apartment, finally. You know, congratulations to that and everything. So, but in the meantime, while she was looking, all her shit was in storage at my mom's flat. So, there was a lot of her stuff back there in storage and shit. So, when she moved in, they got a lot of that stuff out. But, of course, nothing. The only thing that was left to go was the refrigerator. So, now, of course, my mom said she was going to take it over there or find a way to get it over there. But in my family, shit rolls downhill. So basically what happened was she told my niece she would find some way to get it over there because she didn't want my niece going through any extras in order to try to come over here and get it herself, even though it's her refrigerator. But so basically what happened was is that instead of her doing that, of course, my mom basically told me to load it up and take it over there. Now, also, like, this is another bad thing about driving a truck. Because when you got a small car, don't nobody ask you really to move anything. Don't nobody ask, because can't shit fit in your car if it's small, so how can you move something? But when you got a truck, since I'm a truck driver now, you know, it's can you do this, can you do that, can you help me move? And it's like, oh, fuck. So I have to put the big-ass refrigerator on the dolly, take the dolly to my car, take the refrigerator off the dolly, load it in the back of the car, drive it over there, take it back out the back of the car, put it back on the dolly. Then I have to take it up 2 flights of stairs by myself. Now, Well, not all the way by myself. I'm not going to lie. So I took it all the way by myself. Like, my niece and my sister were there. But, like I said, they couldn't really help me that much. All they were doing was on the other side of it, on the back side of it, like, making sure it doesn't roll back down the stairs if I try to lug it up or pull it up myself. Now, I was already having little tweak back issues before and everything like that. So this shit, and then I'm sitting there like, and I got a, and I didn't have a dolly. It's kind of a big refrigerator, but the dolly was like a regular dolly. It wasn't a dolly for a, you know, it wasn't a dolly for an oversized thing. Because, you know, the bigger dollies have the handles up towards the top so you can, you know, gain your position up there and still stand up and everything. So I had the little dolly that only went about halfway up the refrigerator. And then as I was leaning, trying to get it up the stairs, that was even less room to get it up. And so my arm all bruised up because the fucking refrigerator kept hitting me on the shoulder and shit every step. Like, pow, boom, like, step, boom, like, ugh. And, yeah, my shit looked like I've been getting beat up. It looks real fucked up. If anybody, you know, if I was a kid, people think I was getting abused. So that shit's fucked up. My back, I could barely, and I guess I kind of deserve this back pay too in a sense because it was funny because the homie Fresh with it. I was sitting at his house, I don't know, it was like last week, maybe a week before that. And he was at work and he said he hurt his back and shit. So he's sitting around his house like moving around like barely being able to move, like can't turn, can't barely roll, like all sorts of, and I was laughing my ass off because and I was fucking with him, and now I'm in the same predicament right here, like, but I'm still moving. I mean, as long as I'm standing up, I can do it. I'm good. And if I'm in a seated position, like I'm in a chair right now, my back's upright, you know, so I'm kind of good. Where I get fucked up, where the pain hits me is when I like try to twist, turn, and in the process in between standing up and sitting down, shit like that. Really fucks with me. Like, I can't, if I was lying down, I couldn't roll over and lean to the side or anything like that. Real fucked up. But plus, good side to that, because again, I try to, you know, think positive. Like, good side to that is I got some of these groovy pain pills, you know, so, you know, pop a couple of these and be feeling a little right. Now, the question is, now, here's the fun part now. Am I allowed to take these pain pills with this Hennessy I just found? I don't think you're supposed to do that. So, again, don't do what Dagger does. I'm telling y'all not to do what I do. But, see, I'm about to take one of these painkillers, probably sip that Hennessy, and I'm about to smoke this blunt for the smoke session. So, I mean, I should feel good at least, right, y'all? But no, another thing real quick before I get into that, because it was also interesting what happened, because crazy, my baby nephew, my niece's first son, all right, damn near sliced his finger off at the house, too, before I even got there, because my niece was doing so, I don't know what she was doing, but for whatever reason, she had a knife in her hand and wasn't looking or paying attention, and my nephew tried to grab the knife while she wasn't looking or whatever, but, like, she pulled it back while he had already grabbed it and basically just cut his finger, you know, bad. You know, luckily it didn't fall off, but basically cut it pretty bad. So by the time I got there, and then, so now I have to run, not only, like I said, because of this, because I got to take him now to the emergency room because to make sure my nephew, you know, finger's okay. So I got to rush the fucking refrigerator up the stairs and then drive them to the hospital for my nephew. But I only bring that up because it is interesting how, I guess, society is now, because I notice things. Because as they're getting in the car, my niece and her friend who was with her are sitting up here like, okay, well, we got to get our story straight. We got to make sure we tell the hospital that, you know, he was outside playing and he picked up some glass before we got to him. It had cut his finger and that's what happened. We can't tell him it happened in that. And I'm listening and I'm looking and I'm, and you know, I asked. I'm like, why are y'all trying to get y'all story straight about what happened? Why can't y'all go into the emergency room and tell him, you know, it was an accident, fix his finger, move on or whatever? No, we can't do that now because when accidents that happen inside the home, you know, they can go in the back, get them fixed, and come out with social services and everything like that, or whoop. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you can't even really just have a legit accident, but also at the same time, I could kind of understand as well because there's some people out here doing some fucked up shit to their kids. But it just amazes me that that they have to, this is, I just noticed change. You know, this is the first time I've experienced something like that, where people are like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to tell them? Like, when I would be injured or something happened, I go to the emergency room and tell them what happened. I mean, it's not like I got shot or was in no drug deal or anything. It's not like she was in there trying to kill him. But the fact that that kind of fear is placed in people, especially behind their kids, and you can't even go to the hospital and get straightened up, it's just, on one hand, it's scary because you have to come up with that type of shit that you can't even go to the hospital and just tell them what happened. But on the other side, it's scary because there must be some fucked up shit going on in other people's situations where they would do that type of shit, where as soon as a kid comes in with any kind of injury, that it gets, you know, that extreme. So it's just, it was just like, wow, it was just a wild situation. And I'm just like, damn, you know, health ain't, it just boggles me. Like I said, I get a loss for words because I just don't, it's crazy. That's just what you get. Because when you think about that, and the fact, like, you would think they were going to the police or something. Like, and I tripped because I've been in that situation. Like I said, when I was doing what I was doing, I was also crazy shit or whatever. When niggas had to get their story straight, you know, I know what the situation is. Okay, we got to make sure, you know, this happened, everybody got it, so everybody's story's matched. You know, I understand what they were doing. But the fact that you have to do that to take your kid to the emergency room for cutting his finger, you know, he's okay, everything's all right, he got stitches, he got, you know, his first 5 stitches and everything and all, you know, nothing serious. But the fact that fear was even there, it boggled me. It really did. And I was just like, wow. But like I said, that's just the society we're in now, I guess. That's just where we're at, where on one side of things, it's like, well, mind your fucking business, just fix the child. But on the other hand, people can't mind their business because there are people out there doing some fucked up shit to kids. So, I don't know. It just shocked me. All right, so, again, I'm about to, like I said, pop one of these pain pills. Yes, I'm going to pop one to you. All right, I'm about to smoke this blunt. And then I am going to sip that Hennessy, but I may wait at least till the end of the show and take some with me, all right, because I don't want to overexert myself. And if I overdose live on air or whatever, you know, that shit may be crazy. But it's all right. I'll be okay. This is a smoke session, y'all. So, again, whatever you got, whatever you're rolling up, whatever you're smoking on, make sure you light it up right now. And we will be listening to smoking music at least until my blunt is done. All right, we'll see y'all in a second. Thought we were gonna see y'all in a second. Hold on, let me get this. Let's see if we can get this shit situated. Come on. See, just when I was about to smoke, when I was about to be calm, relaxed, now you wanna, we was doing all cool. And now you wanna do this. So let's try this real quick. Hold on, y'all. But okay, well, back to, so yeah, so I've been, like I said, popping pain pills all weekend. I could barely move. But it's not like I could just stop and just not do anything. You know, niggas still got shit to do. And, oh, and then I guess, do I have to say it? Happy St. Patrick's Day, I guess. You know, if you're Irish or if this is something you believe in or whatever, if you're out there and you're green or you're out there getting fucked up, drunk or something like that, like I said, enjoy. Drink responsibly. Don't do what I'm doing. wait, we almost got it. Come on. I know you can do it. See, I've been waiting all this time to smoke this blunt, and now when I'm ready to smoke a blunt, this is where shit, see, this shit always happens to me, to stop me from doing shit that I be ready to do, you know? I'm sorry, I just saw something on Facebook, this girl talking about pregnant looks good on her, and I'm sorry, pregnant doesn't look good on everybody. You can't put pregnant on ugly and still call it good. It doesn't work that way. It's just ugly pregnant. It's not. I'm sorry. It just hit me real quick. It just popped out in front of me while I was trying to get this shit situated. Like I said, I want to smoke. I don't want to sit here and talk about people and shit like that. I'm trying to take a break. I'm not being allowed to do that. Like, oh man. But again, y'all. Well, let's just go through the lineup real quick. Let's go through the lineup real quickly through the week while I still bring this out. Like, again, every Sunday, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. And, again, I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure we keep the shows going because, like I said, I've been blowing off a lot of shows, but I'm trying to, like I said, make things better, be that person, that DJ, that host, whatever y'all want to call me, be that person. Y'all deserve the person I need to be. So, again, every Sunday right here, 7 to 9. Every Monday, 7 to 9 again, the Triple M Show, Mo Music Mondays, where it's just all music, no talk at all. All right, the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, my co-host Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics, where we try to just more, I like to call it Ladies Night. It's not truly Ladies Night, but it's more so Ladies Night because we play a lot more R&B, kickback, chill, relaxed music, trying to get y'all through the middle of the week. Fuck You Fridays every Friday. Again, I just started that off. Again, I didn't start it off. I just got back on it. All right, this past Friday. So, again, if you missed it, feel free to go back and check it out. But that's just all talk. The opposite of Mondays where you just got some frustrations, you got some things you got to let out, come out and do it with me. All right? And because, you know, before the weekend gets here, I'm like, you know, you got to let that bullshit of the week go so you can enjoy your weekend maybe a little bit later, a little bit better. All right. And, of course, every Sunday, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9, where we play nothing but the top independent artists from around the world and we try to stop the stupidity out of some of you dumb motherfuckers. All right, so that's Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I am your host, The Dagger, for all four shows. And this is L.A. Well, I'm in L.A., West Coast all day, but this is for around the world, everybody. All right, so make sure you call in, make sure you represent. And finally, my shit's back, so I could finally smoke this blunt, spark this, and this is the smoke session, y'all. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We'll be back.
Oh, my God.
What are y'all doing in here?
We're smoking reefer. And you don't want no part of this shit.
You smoking reefer?
Yeah, of course we are. Can't you smell it?
No, Sam. I can't.
I'm the blunt master, mixing all different flavors. Catch me in the A and post it up with your neighbor. Rolling up a tight and long, or we get to sit the bong. Always on that chicken tongue, but never get me wrong. Hopping in the super sport, you know I got the super choke. Little mama hemmed up, you know she got the super throat. Stop by the liquor store, gotta get my Philly on. Fresh in the LA fitted, you know what I'm smoking on. Party, look for me by the smoke screen. I'm in the back, past the sleepers off on methazine. Wake up, hear that bomb kush, gonna fire up. Just like DJ Quick, I smoke that bomb bud. It make the party jump, boomers hit the beat. I see this little freak, rolling up a sweet.
She rolling up a sweet?
And mixed it with the key? What she know about that? She smoking like a cheat. All my buzz smokers, the Medi-Cal chokers. Dedicated rollers, I got something for you. Something with aroma, you might catch a coma. If you got it in the whip, the ones might pull you over. But that's for personal use, so that's the misdemeanor. And I'm blazing another soon as I leave the scene. Rolling off, can't trip, get my blaze on. Everybody in the man trying to get their hands on.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
ones. Come on in.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation. Ridiculous blazing. A super glow. I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers. I told ya, I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight. I kind of sewer. I love it to smell like. On the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was
to Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam that got me faded, y'all. It got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam that got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too hooded out, and I need to gain composure, my vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping. I thought you said something. Why your eye keeps twitching? Aight, everything is tight. I'm a kinky, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland. Bitches in the window, off the super window, goddamn. But your boy pistol is a cool killer. My life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone. In a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack. When I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. It was an Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball.
I got a bag of the shit that he called trick. He got a bag of the shit that I call weak. Who got a bag? You got a bag. Who got a bag? I got a bag. I got a bag of the shit that you call stress. He got a bag of the shit that I call yes. Who got a bag? I got a bag. We got a bag. They got a bag. They got a bag. We got a bag. I got a bag. We got a bag. In a non-perfect world, kind of bitch and put it on the or escape this universe. First, kind of like the struggles on my construct to smoke up. Their problems, they can feel. I'm so smooth and relaxed, man. Like chinchilla feel, just recline in your seat. Turn up the music, you can call selling talk, but it's feeling like we're cruising. I'm starting to see colors going to get stand. My V94 is on the chronic, these here are golden grand. I'm at the store for snacks and a pair of Nike sweatpants. Me and my homie talking like we Beavis and Butthead. When I'm low, and the single girl looks fine, but I'm still on my shit. I can't distinguish a dime. I got this feeling that's taking over. It's the munchies, need something to satisfy my hunger, that's sweet and crunchy. Let's get to the middle of Mars, drive a little faster. We gon' need a pack of Philly sisters and Dutch master. I got a bag of the shit, he called Blueberry. We got a bag of the shit, I call Bloody Mary. You got a bag, you got a bag. You got a bag, I got a bag. I got a bag of the shit that you call perfect. You got a bag of the shit, I thought you got all work. You got a bag. Walking back and forth through the same door, the crew and I keep forgetting what it is we came for. I'm a blue bitch, keep blowing up my damn phone, and since I won't answer, I'm just dancing to the ring. I'm a fella in my cops again. Yeah, I know I just ate school, but I wouldn't give for a hot fun Sunday. I'm so high, I can't even think straight. It's like a tax form rebate. A new split been lit. My confidence in roulette. Hot box to minivan. That's what I call carpooling. I'm coming off my high. Oh, I don't want a trick. I just realized I'm getting a hand job from a heavy chick.
Oh!
I just got word of a party. They serve it unlimited Bacardi. My feeling is a little shit. She's Nancy Bob. Yeah, I got a bag of the shit that he called weed.
We got a bag of the shit I call
not one seed. Who got a bag?
You got a bag. black sweater. We got a bag on the shit. I call nuclear missile. Who got a bag?
I got a bag.
He got a bag. They got a.
They got a bag.
You got a.
I got a bag.
We got it. Gotta have a bag.
But on the real, all my smoke speak is word of advice. Just buy a pack of Christians. They gonna be raising the prices on singles. White Owl, Sticky, Grape, Strawberry. Yeah, black too. Kids don't smoke. Bad for you. Enjoy the music. Anyways.
Wait, y'all, the smoke session isn't over yet. Hold on. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm just a little high myself. That's good. Just trying to get this song to play. Hold on. Just don't want no dead airspace. Damn it. Blunt burned my finger. Hold on. Don't fuck up the smoke session. Crazy.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire.
Damn it. I don't know what the fuck just happened. Hold on. Computer's high too, y'all. We all getting high. It's okay. Hold on. Okay. Where were we? Hold on. I think we were right about here.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high. I'll be getting high.
The world is filled with suckers. We count the nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali Joe. My peoples never have enough, so
give me some more.
I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. I love for we will never change. I think I wanna. I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others. That's that. Yeah, I love them all. Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on bid my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you. I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I just stay in outer space. Cause I'll be getting high. 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 From the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change. Now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole 40.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheelers, rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why
it's Defy fault, he did the beat. He knew that I was smoking sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't got a dance, so spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high. We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. Cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared. Them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work. They tried to make the dagger slip and I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them there's no smoke. Some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here,
gonna fuck me up.
And you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Well, no, we ain't fine. But I always say the absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Yes.
So you understand the words I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more time?
With that shit to Radio Madness, your girl Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Our Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. That was the smoke session. Yeah, it's been a while, and yeah, feeling pretty good right now. So actually, and what I'm also going to do is, you know, I'm not going to end the show right now, but I'm just through talking. What I want to do is I'm going to introduce a new segment I just thought about just now during the smoke session, you know, so this is something I'm going to probably implement more, you know, on this show. This will probably get more of y'all to fuck with me. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play tag, and this is what I mean. Because usually what I used to do, and what I realized all I used to do, it used to make my computer run a little bit slow sometimes and everything too, is while I was doing the show, as I was playing people's songs during the show, I would try to post up the song and the link and everything at the same time, you know. So, but what I realized I'm going to do is, because, you know, to try to get more of y'all to actually listen in, because you got to listen in and know what's going on here, because like I said, I got a lot of music, a lot of shit in rotation. You want to know if you get heard, tune in and listen in and find out. But what I will do, all right, for those of you that are all over Facebook and everything like that, because I know Facebook is so big for people and everything now, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start playing tag every now and then. It's like, okay, I'm going to play tag. And what I'm going to do is, if you're at least on Facebook, because you could at least, if you're not listening through the phone, you know, on your phone or anything live, but you could be listening to the show on Facebook as well, you know, through your computer. Now, if you're doing that while the show's going on and I play tag and you're online, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through all my friends on the side of my little thing, just like on your Facebook thing, you know, the little sign where all your friends pop up. I'm going to go down, and whoever's online, you know, while I'm online as well, you know, my shit's in alphabetical order, so it's kind of going to go in alphabetical order, but I'm going to go down the line when I play tag, and I'm going to play it when I see somebody that, you know, okay, bam, I got some music from that person. I'm going to play their music right away, and I'm going to tag them at that point. All right, so so another way for y'all to at least get y'all music heard and make sure y'all know y'all out there listening and everything, at least be on Facebook or be online while the show's going on as well if you're not going to call into your phone. All right, so that's how we're going to do it. And so, yeah, we're going to play tag right now. Let me see who's online right now. We're going to do it live. I got some of that. Hold on. Go down here. But, of course, thank you for tuning in tonight. This has been Slap Sundays. Like I said, every Sunday, 7 to 9. Like I said, I'm trying to pick up the shows. I'm going to do these shows. I'm going to try to stay on point with everything and make sure things are moving forward. All right, y'all? So keep fucking with me. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep talking about the shows. Keep sending in y'all music. And, you know, that's all y'all got to do is talk about the shows. And the more y'all talk about the shows, the more it'll just give me the inspiration to at least be here. All right? So we're all in this together. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for the Triple M show. Make sure y'all tune in Wednesday night for Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V. And make sure y'all tune in every Fuck You Fridays. All right? This is Bang Out Radio. This is Reality Radio. And I am the Dagger, and I'm about to sign off right now. But we playing tag for the rest of the night. So first up is Scrap Dog. Talk is cheap. Let's go. You're it.
Stop lying, yeah, I see your ass walking around. So put it in the streets, we keeping it real. That's what's happening now. Shine a light on all you fake bitches coming out of pump hell. Coming out the house, tell like it is. Motherfucker, why you being a bitch? Ain't proud to say straight from the streets. Motherfucker, I'm trying to be rich. Stuck on this grind, every day I work. I gotta stay getting this money. Cause sooner or later, we running up. The real best belief that we coming. Cause soon we are, it's what we do. Your shit, we deep in the streets. Can't change the fact that I'm running shit. No doubt I'm leading my team. Straight through the struggle, what's out the gutter? I stay deep chasing my dreams. Look for a reason, look for a way. Something for me to believe. You only get to make one, so I try to live it in need. Avoiding all situations built up on lies and cheat. The karma's a bitch, and best believe she coming around. That bitch might be fine, but best believe she's taking me down. I hear a lot of niggas talking about what they got. Big deals, big money, bullshit. They talk, they trying to say we can't compete. Well, they must have forgot. Day and night we hustle hard, always stay on the clock. We gonna ride it through the fire like we can't be stopped. We keep it silent in the huddle when we claim our spot. Driving up and down the street, big place, we hot. Motherfucker talking shit. Yo, I'm what you not. You ain't as big as your words. You trying to fit in our division, but you never will learn. To your opinions, they're just fiction, so you'll never be heard. I never take the wrong turn. Stop and send me down this path. I just take what I earn. And these haters' interpretations, yes, they come in with nerves. It's the money to corruption, and your power will burn. And I'ma reach my destination, you will never disturb. This that thug with the anthem, best remember the verse. Cause I'm creepy. Like a phantom, you can call it a curse. If the situation's random, why don't you think through it first? Cause you slide out to lane, there ain't no striving, trying to aim. Dudes are pride and trying to blame. What's inside cannot be seen. Things ain't right, they're just the same. We take flight with no delay. Things are right, we going all the way. Life is crazy, it's so insane. Up in the city, I'ma do my thing. So no words, no time to play. So no pity, you can't portray. Say the way that I say all day. I hear a lot of niggas talking about what they got. Big deals, big money, bullshit. They talk, they tryna say we can't compete. Well, they must have forgot. Day and night we hustle hard, always stay on the clock. We gonna ride it through the fire like we can't be stopped. We keep it silent in the huddle when we claim our spot. Driving up and down the street, big place, we hot. Motherfucker talking shit. Yo, I'm what you not. I hear a lot of niggas talking about what they got. Big deals, big money, bullshit. They talk, they tryna say we can't compete. Well, they must have forgot. Day and night we hustle hard, always stay on the clock.
Let the stop.
by me, I'm just floating on a Philly.
Love the way you put it down. Love the way you put it down.
Girls don't do yo. It's a new bitch with a new flow. I'm the truth, yo. When I do that, I'll be killing it. Couldn't give a fuck less about a bitch, huh? Ain't shit you doing topping this, huh? I'm hot as fuck, yeah, I'm the shit, huh? And FYI, I'm as real as this shit fucking gets, bitches. Don't forget it, if I said it, then I mean it. If I really want something, then I get it. If I say I'ma do it, then I did it. Hoes attempting hard to copy me, that's forgery. Blasphemy, hey bitch, go open doors for me. The story be, I'm making sound effects like bam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Good goddamn, nigga. Look what I done. I'm so on my business shit that I got actresses on my mattresses doing malice shit. All the boys, all the girls, they love that Spanish shit. I tell them, boys, the ocean, they don't even know what I said is shit. Pero sé lo que quieran, bitch. Se escribe ho. Call me believe or foe. And I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these bitches know who I am. Who I am. The fuck y'all hating on me, bro? I don't give a fuck what y'all hoes do. I'm the type of bitch who don't give a fuck, and your motherfucker should have been new. Everything I write is my real life, and no shit about me include you. I might say ho about a time or twice, but I ain't really trying to elude you. Fuck wrong with these hoes, always talking sideways, parallel, yo. But this shit right here is what I do, ho. I'm the one you hear them niggas call the truth, so on your mark, get set, bitch, just go. I done made it through the draft, bitch, went pro. Give me any fucking body since you been told, and I'ma ride that bitch like a rodeo. This shit right here is how I made my name. How River be the bard, I'm a beast in the game. Why you haters getting mad, I I'm so insane with a pen and a pad and a spark in a brain. And I love it when you love it when I say I explain. Get into it when I do it, live it high, it's insane. And I'm in the shit to win it, get it right, go rearrange. Motherfucker, make it hotter than a name. LeBron, bitch, I earned my spot. Brought the heat to the game, I made shit high. I hustle, I worked, I bought, I blocked. Stole that ball and I took my shot. And I ate that shit like a fucking exam. Now everybody know who the fuck I am. Some of my eyes look at niggas like, damn. Oh man, that bitch just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard to motherfucker let these bitches know who I am. Huh. I said I'm about to go ham. Hard to motherfucker let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, damn, I went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, now you bitches know who I am.